Nesechtes Avei Dezara, Daf Chav Beis, 8 lines from the top of Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, and the Gemara continues, Hanan Mori Koy, Da Yikov Nokah B'Shabta, V'Yisrael B'Chav B'Shabta, Asal Kamei Derava and Sharlu, that there was a Jew and a Goy that were farmers, and they were hired to be sharecroppers in order to plant saffron, and the Goy would work on every Shabbos, and he would plow and plant and reap and harvest on Shabbos, and then the Yisrael would work on Sunday, and he would do his work that was needed at that time, and would plow, plant and reap and harvest, and they went to ask a shaila from Rava, and Rava said that this arrangement is mutar, and they can now share their profits, and we don't look at this arrangement as if the guy was doing work for the Yisrael on Shabbos. However, the Gemara tells us, Esfer Avina Rava, the Ravina asked the following question to Rava from the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Yisrael v'Yivichavim shekibu sada b'shukfis, that if a Jew and a guy become partners, and they accept upon themselves to become sharecroppers in a sada, so l'yoy me Yisrael v'Yivichavim tulchel so the Jew can't say to the guy that you should do your share of the work on Shabbos and I will work during the weekday and then we will split the profits. And as Rashi states, shekiblu hutlu lasik, and therefore as if the Jew is making the guy a shliach for him in order to work half of the day of Shabbos. And the Braisa states, however, if prior to accepting this arisos, the guy and the Jew make up that the Jew will work on Sundays and the guy will work on Shabbos, then that would be mutar. And as Rashi states, "Vim histo metchila koydim shehutlo lav mutar to lekibul leYisrael avidu Shabbos ve'ina yivchavim shluchai." Therefore, the guy is not considered a shliach. Finally, the Braisa tells us, "Vim bo lechesh ben asar." And as Rashi explains, "Lava histo metchila koy," that this clause of the Braisa is not discussing a case where the Jew and the guy made a tnai originally. And this is its own separate clause, Klaimar, and the Bryce is telling us im kiblu stam v'asu stam, that if they were makabel this harisus b'stamar, and the Yisrael and the Goy never made up anything specific, but the Goy worked on Shabbos and the Yisrael worked during the day, and the ayla ivik chavim b'Shabbos v'Yisrael b'chav v'loy tzivo Yisrael, and the Yisrael never told the Goy that he has to do this. However, bo l'chesh bin l'achaz man leimar kami yimei Shabbos natalta ato v'ani ato k'negdo yimei achol. But then when it was splitting the profits, so the Yisrael said to the guy that the value of the profits from Shabbos is this amount, and that's the amount that you should take, and the value of the profits for the weekday is this amount, and that is the amount that I will take. And the Braisa teaches us that this would be also, and as Rashi states, this Chas Shabbos Hu Noitel, as the Goli Daitei Da'ivikchavim Shluchayaya, as the Yisrael was Megal Adas, that Da'ivikchavim was doing his Shlichus, and therefore this would be also, and therefore Avinu asked Rava, that how can you tell this Jew and the guy that what they did is mutar, as certainly the Braisa says that it's asar. And the Gemara tells us, Chasev, that Rava was embarrassed as he thought they paskin wrong. However, the Gemara tells us, L'saif igloi milsa the histum ekarhava, but then they found out that the actual story was when the Yisrael and the Goy actually made a tnai originally that this would be their deal, and therefore there was no isser, and Rava paskin correctly. The Gemara continues with another version of the story, as Rav Gria mi Beit Kassel amar, as Rav Gria from a place called Beit Kassel, he stated that the story of Rava was as follows, that Hanu Shasila Da'olahava, that there was a Jew and a Goy that became sharecroppers in the Sada, and they planted trees, and the first 3 years of these trees were Allah, and as we know that the parents of Allah are Asubana, therefore the Ivikovim Achel Shnei Da'olah Visual Shnei Da'atera, and the Ivikovim worked the field, and he kept the profits from the fruits that grew during the 3 years, and the Yisrael worked the field the next 3 years, and then he kept the profits of the field of the next 3 years. And once again, in this version of story, Asal Kamei Rava, they came to ask a shayla from Rava and Sharaluhu, and he said that this would be mutar, and this arrangement was mutar. And Zok Rashi, the head to Gamahava, the Afagav the Kablu Yachad Chachila, as even though they accepted this arrangement b'shutfis and they accepted to be sharecroppers together, va'amulay Yisrael heyei ato even begimel shaman alu vani gimel achrayin, and Yisrael specifically told the guy that you should work the first 3 years and I will work the next 3 years. Ein kan isa shlichus that Yisrael nami shar. Then this is not an is of shlichus, as certainly it's mutter for a Jew to work a field even during the years of Olah, and therefore there was nothing wrong with this arrangement. And Rashi continues, and if you're going to tell me that this arrangement should be asa, as ultimately the Yisrael is benefiting from the fact that the Goy is keeping the payers of Olah, and therefore he'll be able to receive the payers of the next 3 years, and it's as if the Yisrael sold the payers of Olah to the Goy, and it's as if he bartered his Piris for the Piris of Allah. However, Rashi explains, Ein Zenena Shekina Mishpat Shana Sezer Oivet Uoichal, and this is not considered that he was Nena from Piris of Allah, as this is a proper way to split up an Arisas, as an Arish generally takes the Piris from the years that he works the field, and since the Goy worked the field during the first 3 years, therefore the Goy took his Piris, and since the Jew worked the field for the next 3 years, so he was entitled to the Piris of the next 3 years. And the only time that this would be Asar is if the Yisrael and the Aris would work for the entire 6 years together, and the Yisrael would tell the Goy, you should take the first 3 years of Piris for your work, and I will take the Piris of the next 3 years for my work. And certainly over there, he's doing Skiris with the Piris of Allah, and that would be Asar. And the Gemara now continues and asks that how could Rav Gvir Mibei Kassel say that this was the version of the story, but as we saw in a previous version, Ravina asked a question to Rava, and certainly in that version, the question makes sense, as certainly B'negeya Shabbos, there's an Issa Shlichus B'Malacha. However, as Rashi previously pointed out, B'negeya Allah, there is certainly no issue of Shlichus by Allah, as it would even be Mutta for the Yisrael to work the field during the years of Allah. And the Gemara responds that in a Chanami, according to this version of the story of Rav Gvir Mibei Kassel, then Ravina did not ask a question to Rava from the Brisa of B'negeya Shabbos, but he actually brought this as a raya, and as Rashi explains, that the raya would be by the fact that the Brisa states, em hisnu mitchilo muta, that if they made the tnai lechatchilo b'negei Shabbos, then it would be muta, alma ki leka isa shlichas to malacha shari, and therefore we see, whenever there won't be a problem of shlichas, then it will be muta to do so, the afagav de matya hanol the Yisrael, and even though the Yisrael is receiving hanor from malacha on Shabbos, v'hua din la'orla, and therefore the same din would apply to Allah, and ein hachanami, according to this version, then Ravina was bringing a raya to Rava from the Brisa. However, the Gemara continued, how can you say that according to this version, Ravina was actually bringing a raya to Rava, v'hoi chasiv, but we saw in the first version that Rava was embarrassed, as Rava thought that he paskened incorrectly, and l'chay, we just stated that according to the version of Ravina Mibei Kassel, then Ravina was bringing a raya to Rava, and why would Rava have been embarrassed? And the Gemara answers, l'hoi dvarim oylam, that in a chanami, according to this version of Ravina Mibei Kassel, then certainly Rava wasn't embarrassed, and loy hoyudvar ma'ilam, and that part of the story was incorrect. The Gemara now continues and goes back to the Brisa that Ravina brought, as the Brisa stated that if these Yisrael and Yevuchavim shekiblu sada b'shotvis, and once they already became sharecroppers together, then lo yoyme Yisrael Yevuchavim tulchakho b'shabbos v'ani b'chol. However, v'im histu metchilu muta, and if they originally made a tnai before they became shotvim, then that would be muta. Finally, the Brisa taught us that if they never made a tnai, and then when they come to split the profits, the Yisrael mentions to the Goy that you should take the profits from Shabbos and I will take the profits from the weekday, then that would also be Asar. And as we will see in a moment, that this Brisa actually missed one point and didn't specifically teach us what the halacha would be in another case. As the Gemara is, Ibayilu Stamamai, and as Rashi explains, that what would be the halacha in a case where the Goy and the Yisrael became sharecroppers and they never mentioned anything about Shabbos or the weekday, not at the time that they became Shutvim and not at the time that they were doing work. And as Rashi states, Shekiblu stam va'asu stam ayvichom b'shabes v'yisol b'chab b'shabes v'le'om yisol ma'ilam tul atas shabes v'ani b'chol. And even when they went to split up the profits, so the Yisrael never said to the guy that you should take the profits from Shabbos and I will take the profits from the weekday. And the Gemara's question is, ma'u lachuk stam b'shavu v'le'yaski Yisrael's Shabbos, that could they split the profits equally and the Yisrael will not mention anything about Shabbos? And the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Brisa as Tashma, as the Brisa stated in Histu Metchila Muta, that if prior to the Yisrael and the Goy becoming sharecroppers, they already made a condition and they made a tnai that the Goy will work on Shabbos and the Yisrael would work during the week, then that would be mutar. And it's mashma, it's only because they made the tnai hastam asa, but if they didn't say any, then it would be asa to split the profits in this way, and it should be a riot at asa. But the Gemara states, in Masefa, let us see the Sefer the Brisa, as the Sefer stated in Bolu Cheshbin Asa, that even if they worked stama, but then when they were splitting the profits, the Yisrael mentioned Shabbos, then it would be also to split the profits in this way. And as Rashi states, v'goli daite the shluchehu, and the Gemara's bedayek hastama muta, but if they didn't mention anything, not at the time that they were working, and not at the time that they were splitting the profits, then it would be muta, and we should be pesha de shayla, that this should be muta. And therefore the Gemara states, el mehal lekla meshmimina, that in a chenami from this brisa, we can't bring a riot to either side, and the Gemara is not pesha de shayla. I entice his diva masal tashma, I'm histu metchila muta, hastama asar, and Taisus bothered in Taima Ledik Mereisha, that why didn't the Gemara try to bring a dig from the Reisha? As the Reisha, the Brisa stated, Yisrael Vayvichavim Shekiblu Sada B'Shutfis, Lo Yoyme Yisrael it's mashmor that the only reason why it's also is because they actually said this after they already were makabel the shutfis, but it's mashmor if they would do the stomach, then it would be mutar. And Taisa explains, v'yishleimar, the ikalameima, the who had in stomach, that we could say that the din of the ratio would even apply, even if they did this b'stomach, and the Yisrael didn't actually say specifically that you should work the field on Shabbos, and I will work during the week. And the only reason why the ratio brought this case is because of the sefer, as elam ishun de boilam is the sefer vim histam utchil mutar, and since the sefer was going to tell us that if they made it tonight before they became shutfis, then this would be mutar, afal pish hisloi kach beferish, and even though they made this tnai beferish, then it still is mutar, and that's why in the ratio we speak about a similar case, but really the din of the ratio would be applicable even if the Yisrael and the Goy did not actually state this mefurish, but as long as they did not make a tnai before they became shutfim, then this would be usar. And I in the last places in the perek, diva maschel vim bo l'cheshbin usar hastam ashari, and taisa bothered in taimah, lema d'hari kamar in bo l'cheshbin usar afilu histam etchila, that the chiddush of the sefer is that even if prior to becoming shutfim, the Jew and the Goy made up this tnai and made this condition, but if at the time they came to split up the prophets, the Jew mentioned anything about Shabbos, then it would still be asar, but you don't have a raya as to what the din would be if they never mentioned anything about Shabbos at all. And Zok Tesis v'yishleimah, the Svilei devadim histu metchila mutter b'chol inyin, that certainly the Gemara understood that as long as prior to becoming partners they already made this condition, then certainly even if they mentioned anything about Shabbos when they're splitting up the prophets, that would not be an issue, and therefore the Gemara understood that the mashmais of the Brisa is that if the Yisrael and the Goy never mentioned anything about Shabbos, and even when they were splitting the prophets, they didn't mention anything about Shabbos, that it would still be mutar, ayin sham. And finally, ayin in Taisis, diva maschel lo yoyim li Yisrael, lo yoyim kichavim, where Taisis wants to understand if this din of the Gemara is only relevant to a case where the Yisrael and the Goy were sharecroppers in a field, and the Goy worked on the field on Shabbos, and the Yid worked the field on Sunday, and he wants to understand if we could be medama milsa la milsa in another case. And Taisis brings a maizah shahaya that occurred during the time of Rabbeinu Tam, and Taisis says, maizah kachaya b'mei Rabbeinu Tam, shegavi Yisrael echa b'chayvoy tano echa ma'evi kachavim, v'hoi lo lo ifa ha'masa katana chalka b'tano, and the one who was the baker and would heat up the tano was similar to a sharecropper, and he was entitled to a portion of the profits of the tano, v'hoi lo lihudi litol kach v'kach yom b'chalkai, ulo ifa k'moikein kach v'kach, and v'lo hisnu metchila zeh lezeh tol ata chalka b'shabes v'ani chalki b'chayol, v'hoi ri ratzalema the mutar, and the ri wanted to say that's mutar, and even though in our Gemara we stated that b'negeya sada, if they didn't make a tznai metchila, then it would be asar, and ayin tesis had ri want to be mchalik between the case of plowing a field and working a field, and the case of a tanner, and tesis states v'lo hoidu rabbeinu tam lezeh, and rabbeinu tam was not maskim to the ri, and he didn't feel that he could be mchalik between the case of a tanner and the case of a sada. And finally, Ayin and Taisis, who once again brings for Rabbeinu Elchanan that the case of Tanner is not similar to the case of Sada, and whereas the Ri wanted to say that the case of Tanner would be more kal than the case of a Sada, but Rabbeinu Elchanan states that the case of Tanner would be actually more chomer than the case of a Sada, and he paskins the betana filu hisim etchila lo yoyol kivin shekala Tanner sheyisraelu v'havalei kimaska tanur b'shabes v'oim alei v'chavim tul scha tanur b'shabes kishetaskinu li b'chol and v'lei dom li yisov evi chavim shalachu sada b'shutfes. As in that case, yesh lo v'chavim chelik b'guf hakarka, and ayin sham where Ri was chayzar and he agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that there is no chiluk between the case of Tanner and the case of the Sada, and because this would be asa to Yisrael, so zok teisis v'gam Rabbeinu Tam but isem maisa the Tana tziv l'kabel achayim v'chavim v'lachso v'lahalvois l'hastins betchila ayin sham hadin loch l'fnei edayin hadin loch l'fnei edayin hadin loch l'fnei edayin, and we begin a new perek and a new mishnah. And let us recall that we already saw this mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis, as the mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis stated makom shnagu limka behem adakal edichav meichrin. However, makom shnagu shloi limka ein meichrin. And the Gemara's hamina was that the reason why mishnah stated that there are places where the minig is to sell behem adakal to a goy, and there are some places where the minig is not to sell behem adakal to a goy, is because there are some places that were choshed on revia, and therefore they will be proud to sell an animal to a goy. And since one of the shev mitzvahs bnei noach is that a goy cannot have a relationship with a behemah, as the pasuk states, v'hoylo bas echad, so if Yisrael sells a behemah to a goy, then he would be evan the isav lefnei evil isitim mechshal. However, in those mekaymos where a goy was not chashal revia, then there was no problem to sell Yisrael behem medaka to a goy. However, the Gemara on Daf Yudal and Beis asks a question from our Mishnah, and as we will see, our Mishnah will teach us that if Yisrael is traveling and he has his behemah with him and he goes and stays at an inn, that he can't leave his behemah in the stable of the inn, as a goy is chashal arvia, and it's mashma that all goyim are chashal arvia. And if so, why did the Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis state that the sale of behemah daka to a goy would be tali in min kamakim? And because of this question, so Rabbi Leza stated on Daf Tezvav and Aleph that ap makim shasul yachid hetiru limka, that certainly all agree to our Mishnah, that certainly it's also to go and place your behemah daka by the inn of a akum, and that is because all goyim are chashal arvia. And the only reason why the Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis states that there were places where the min kamakim was that they would sell a behemah daka to a goy, and the Gemara explained my taima if kachavim chasal behemta shleiter akar, that although all goyim are chashal arvia, and certainly they would have a relationship with someone else's animal, however a goy would not have a relationship with their own animal, as if they would, then the animal would become sterile and they wouldn't want to have this loss, and therefore they weren't chashal arvia b'negei their own animal. And as Rashi and Daf Tesvav and Alf explained, hilkach b'minhaga talya milsa, and therefore the Mishnah and Daf Yudal and Beis explains that it would be talya the minig, as hechad achma lai udalei mizavni achma v'hechad lei achma shari. That's why when selling a behemah daka to a guy, it's talya the minig. And our perk and our Mishnah now begins im amidim behemah b'pun dekoy shalay dekachavim mipnei shechashudin la'arviya, that a Jew is not allowed to stable his animal by the inn of a guy because the guy is chasha arviya, and therefore the Yisrael will be ivan lefne evil esita michshal. And I in the first Rashi in the parak im amidim behemah b'pun dekoyis she'osin l'sachsin sham ivri drachim umaylim schal b'aylim, that we're referring to an inn where people that were traveling would stay and they would pay rental fees to the owner. And I in the Mefarshim would discuss as to why Rashi had to tell us that we're dealing with an inn where someone would pay a fee to stay there. And Rashi continues she'chashud l'arviya u'bnei ne'ech nesu ba d'chsiv v'hayu lo basa echad yatsu behima v'chaya v'yesh kal l'fnei evil esita michshal, as we previously explained. And the Mishnah continues v'leitis yachad ishimah m'pnei she'chashud l'arayis, and a Jewish woman can't have yichud with a guy because they're chashal arayis. And the Gemara will ask that l'chira a woman can't be misyachid with a Jewish man either. Why did the Mishnah state this din specifically regarding an akum? The Mishnah continues v'leisyachid adim imayim m'pnei she'chashud l'ashvichas damim, and even a male should not be misyachid with a guy and the chashad on shvichas damim and the chashad that they would kill a Jew. And once again the Gemara will ask that why the Mishnah teach us l'leisyachid ishim m'pnei she'chashud l'arayis, if l'chira the reason why a woman can't be misyachid with them is because they're chashal shvichas damim. And we continue on Daf Chaf Beis and Beis, and the Gemara begins and asks a question on our Mishnah, as how could our Mishnah state that a goy is chashal arvia? As Vermini, I'll ask you a question and a steer from the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us loichem hem behem lekarbin vein choshim loy mishum reveya v'loy mishum nirva v'loy mishum muksa v'loy mishum nevad. And the brisa teaches us that Yisrael could buy a behema from an oivikichavim in order to use for a carbon, and he doesn't have to be choshish that maybe the behema is going to be possible for a carbon, and you don't have to worry that it's a reveya or a nirva, or this animal was set aside for avodah zarah, or that this animal was actually served as avodah zarah. And as Rashi explains, because we know that all these would pass on an animal for a carbon, and as Rashi at the top of the Amid states, reveya v'nirva muksa v'neva pasul a carbon, the tani rabba kama mina behema v'loy kola behema lahitzis a reveya v'nirva mina baka lahitzis a nevad and mina tzoyin lahitzis a muksa. And Rashi continues to explain the difference between muksa and nevad, and as we explained that muksa is shekso v'yechtol l'takrevis avidis kichavim and nevad is shasso avidis kichavim v'shtachva aloi. And the Gemara continues to flesh out its question, as bishleim muksa v'nevad, as it makes sense that we will not be choshish that this behemah is muksa or nevad, as im isa da'akze v'im isa da'pochei lo avim mazbenlei, as even though certainly we are choshish that a goy would set aside his behemah for avidis zara, or he would actually make his behemah into avidis zara, however certainly if this goy actually did this, then he wouldn't be selling this animal, and by the fact that he's selling this animal, so it shows that he actually did not set it aside for avodah zarah, and he didn't actually bow down to it, and he didn't make it into avodah zarah. However, the Gemara is el reveya v'nirva lachush, but the Maisa, since our Mishnah just taught us that a goy is chashud in al reveya, so certainly we should be chashud that this goy actually had a relationship with this animal, and this animal is either reveya or nirva, and therefore it should be possible for a carbon. And the Gemara explains amrav techlifa amrav shila ba'avina mishmei derav. And as we saw in Daf Yudal and Aleph, that ultimately Rav agreed to Rabbi Elazar, and he also held that even though certainly a goy is choshel aravia, however, a goy would only have a relationship with someone else's animal. However, he would not have a relationship with his own animal, as that would cause the animal to become sterile, and certainly that would be a loss of money for him. And therefore, it is no steer between our Mishnah and the Brisa, as our Mishnah is discussing a goy having a relationship with the Jew's animal, and certainly he's nechshel aravia. And when the Brisa states, that's because it's referring to the goy's own animal, and certainly he would not have a relationship with the animal, as that would cause the animal to become sterile. And the Gemara continues, that this teretz works for a female animal, as certainly a goy would not have a relationship with his own female animal, as that would cause the animal to become an akara. However, zchara ma'iklamema, but certainly if the goy had a relationship with a male animal, that would not cause any problems for the animal. And if so, why are we not choshed that the goy had a relationship with his male animals? And how can the Braisa tell us that you could bring that as a carbon? And as Rashi states, zchara ma'iklamema, nechesh dilma reva ivikichavim, the hachaleka ikar, v'zacha nami mipsil v'nirva, the akra d'nirva d'mina behema ba'iliksiv, v'ila zachu, and a'ila is brought from a male animal, v'ka'amma la'hoitzis ha'reveya v'sanirva. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Kana, ho'ilu machishon b'basa, that although certainly if the goy would have a relationship with a male animal, the male animal would not become sterile. However, l'maisa, it would actually cause the bus of the animal to become ruined, and therefore it would be a loss of money to the owner. And therefore, the same svara applies that even by a male animal, a goy would only have a relationship with someone else's animal, and he would never have a relationship with his own animal. And that's why the Braisa tells us that and the Gemara continues and asks, but we have a Braisa that states that you're allowed to buy a behema from their shepherd, and you could bring that as a carbon, and you don't have to worry that it's a reveya or a nirva. That since this animal doesn't belong to the shepherd, so we should be choshish that the non-Jewish shepherd had a relationship with this animal, and therefore this animal should be puzzled as a carbon. The Gemara answers, that even though this animal doesn't belong to the shepherd, but ultimately this non-Jewish shepherd works for his boss, and he's concerned that if he has a relationship with any of his animals, then the boss will find out, and the boss will take off from his wages, and therefore we don't have to be choshish that he had a relationship with this animal, and that's why this animal would still be kosher as a carbon. However, the Gemara asks that how can you say that the shepherd is nervous because of his boss, but we learned in another brisa, a meisah behema l'reishlen, that a Jewish person should not give their behema to a non-Jewish shepherd, as they will be oivan lefnei evil esita michshol, as a shepherd would have a relationship with the animal, and leima reishlen misyar mishum hafsid tzcharei, and l'chayr, why should we be choshish that he'll actually have a relationship with the animal if he'll be nervous from his boss, and he'll be concerned that he'll be discovered, and he won't receive his wages? And the Gemara answers, and is mechalik between a shepherd that's working for a non-Jewish owner, and a shepherd that's working for a Jewish owner, as inu di yadi ba dadi mirati, anan de le yadinim b'hu le mirati, that since all the goyim know that they're all choshed on a revia, therefore the roi is concerned that his boss will find out that he actually had a relationship with an animal. However, since the goyim think that the Jews don't know that the choshed on a revia, therefore the shepherd is not concerned that he'll be caught. Therefore, a Jew cannot give his animal to a non-Jewish shepherd, as he'd be oivan lefnei evil esita michshol, as a non-Jewish shepherd will have a relationship with the animal. And Ayin Rashi to be masal mirtat, and Rashi brings two different explanations as to what the roi is concerned about. As Rashi first states that the roi is concerned that the goy will actually figure out that he actually was mizana with the animal, as the animal will become sterile. And as Rashi states, the miakra magish avikichavim v'katava leminei, and the non-Jewish owner will demand that the roi pay him back for his loss. Inami kol shaita asi chazilei, or that the non-Jewish shepherd is concerned that at any moment the non-Jewish owner can come in to check on him, and that's why the non-Jewish shepherd will not have a relationship with this animal. Agamar continues, Amrabba hainu d'amri inchi machtava glala baza ragola b'chavre yoda. Rashi explains, michta shekern grafia v'shel bazel hu karea v'resha mesagol shayish klima shayishu kashi yori mina michta v'fishu makabai, that even a slab of marble which is very strong and most things can't cut into it, however the marble understands that the stylus, which is a metal type of a pen, can be used in order to chisel into the marble. Similarly, v'chein rachel ubliyal makabichaveir v'yarimipanav, the nimshal is that someone that is a liar or someone that says Rechilas, he would also recognize another person that is Rachel and Bleal, and he would be concerned that that other person will go and say Rechilas about him. And the Nimshul to Agamara is that the Roya who is Chashal Aravia is concerned that his friend who is a guy who is also Chashal Aravia will find out that he is actually being Revea this animal. However, he's not concerned that the Yisrael who is not Chashal Aravia will actually figure out that he was Revea this animal. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated that you're allowed to buy any behemoth from any guy and you could use it for a carbon. And the Gemara now asks, that L'chayr should be also for Yisrael to buy a male animal from a female owner, as L'maisa it's possible that a female owner had a relationship with this male animal, and certainly if a female human being had a relationship with a male animal, then number one, the male animal would not become sterile, and number two, the meat of the male animal would not deteriorate, and therefore we should be chayshish that the female owner of this animal had a relationship with this animal, and why should this animal be kosher for a carbon? And the Gemara answers, kivdu migari ba mirata, that since a non-Jewish woman would understand that if she had a relationship with a male animal, then the male animal would become very attached to her and will follow her around. Therefore, she'd be nervous to actually have a relationship with a male animal, as she's scared that people will find out that she actually had a relationship with the animal. And that's why Yisrael can buy a male animal from a female owner, and he doesn't have to be chayshish that the female owner had a relationship with her animal, and therefore this animal is kosher to be brought out of Mizbeach and kosher as a carbon. And Rashi is bothered that L'chira, if we're saying that once a woman has a relationship with an animal, then the animal will follow her around, and therefore she's not chosha arvia. So if so, why did the Mishnah teach us, as L'chira, they would be scared to actually have a relationship with the animal, as the animal would start following them around, and we would then find out that they had a relationship with this animal. However, Zakt Rashi, I'll be didan, as since it's only on a very temporary basis, therefore she wouldn't be concerned as the animal would not follow her around. And the Gemara continues that how he would tell me that once a woman has a relationship with an animal, then the animal would follow her around. But we learned in the Brisa that was taught by Rabbi Yisif that Almanta loy terabi kalba, that a Jewish almana should not raise a dog, as with a chayshish that she'll be mezana with the dog. And similarly, v'loy tashrei bar be'rab b'ushpiza, and she should not host a young Talmud Chacham as her guest. As Rashi explains, the agav the tznia, as since the young Talmud Chacham is a tznua, loy mirtra she yetzi kolim tevaloi, so she won't be scared to seduce him and have beer with him, as she's not concerned that he would go and tell other people. As the Gemara states, bishleim bar be'rab tznia law, that we understand why she can't host a bar be'rab, and as we explain, because he is a tznua, al kalba kima de migarba murata, but l'chayu, why is the Brisa teach us that she can't raise a dog if l'maisa she would be scared to have any relationship with the dog, as if she does, then the dog would follow her around and people will realize that she had a relationship with the dog. And the Gemara explains that certainly there's a chiluk between a dog and other animals, as kivin d'chishad yilei umso misruch habasra, and therefore meima amri inchi hide the misruch habasra mishum umso de kamisruch. And the Gemara explains that the type of a dog is different, as since we know that if a person feeds meat to a dog, then he would follow that person around as well. So therefore, when people see that the dog is following her around, they won't suspect that she was actually having a relationship with this dog, and instead they will say that the reason why the dog is following her around is because she feeds it and she takes care of it. And the Gemara now continues that our Mishnah stated, and it's mashma that this halacha pertains to all animals and to all goyim, and it doesn't make a difference what the gender of the animal is, and it also doesn't make a difference as to the gender of the innkeeper. And the Gemara therefore asks, the kevos eitzel and kevos my time loy miachdinon, that why would the halacha be that a Jew cannot stable his female animal by a female innkeeper, as l'chayr the reason for this iser doesn't apply, as it's impossible to have an act in a revia between the nekeva and the nekeva. And l'chayr, based on a diak from our Mishnah alone, the Gemara really could have answered that our Mishnah is not referring to a case where it's not possible. However, l'maisa, the Gemara's question is based on the Braisa on Daf Tesfav and Beis that expanded on a Mishnah, and the Braisa stated, "In my mid and behemah b'pun koyshal evchavim zecharim itzel zecharim unakevus itzel nakevus ve'in tzarach loy menakevus itzel zecharim v'zecharim itzel nakevus." And Rashi on Daf Tesfav and Beis already brought down the Gemara's teretz, and our Gemara answers, "Arma ukva b'chama me'plei that the reason for this is because it was usual for male Avdichavim to be mezana with the wives of their friends, and at times when they would come to this woman's house and she wasn't there, so as we already stated, that Goyim were nechshad to be reveya other people's animals, and therefore they would be mezana with her animals, and if a Yid would leave their animal by this woman innkeeper, then the male Goyim would be mezana with his female behemoth. And the Gemara continues with another answer, as v'yiboyisema afilu maitza nami reva, as even if the Goy would come to this woman's house and he would find her and she would be available to him, he would still have a relationship with the animal of a Jew, as the Omamar Chaviv Lem Behemten Yisrael Yisim L'Shesein, as we have a memoir that the behemoths of Yisrael are more beloved to a Goy and even more than their own wives. And Ayin Taisis the Omamar Chaviv Lem Behemten Yisrael Loi Noidalri Mehechen Nafka Ikudavazer. And our Gemara continues that what is the reason that Chaviv Lem Behemten Yisrael Yisim L'Shesein, as the Omar Bichron at the time that Nochash had a relationship with Chava, Hitl Bozaima, he placed Zahima into her, and he placed some sort of impurity into Chava, that for all future generations, they would have a desire for animals, and that is the reason that Goyim HaChoshal Raviya, the Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi Yisrael Nami, that Bnei Yisrael also descend from Chava, and if so, why are Bnei Yisrael not Choshal Al Raviya? The Gemara answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu Al HaSinai Paskar Zayamasan, Aydich Chavim Shalai Amdu Al HaSinai, like Paskar Zayamasan, that since Klai Yisrael stood on HaSinai and accepted the Torah, therefore they were healed from all their different machlois, and the Zoyim left them. And as Rashi states, V'nisaknu mikol mum, k'dechsev kulich yofi reyosi umum einbach. However, since the Goyim did not accept the Torah, therefore they were never healed from these mumin, and that's why they're still choshal arviya. And Ayin Rabam Taisis, Avdichachom Shloi Amdu Al HaSinai, and Taisis brings down from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that the Geirim Nami Paskar Zayamasan, Mishum, the Afagav, the Inu Loyavu, Mazlayu Havu, and the Mazolos were by HaSinai, and therefore they also lost the Zoyimah. And Ayin Rashi, Mesech the Shabbos, and Afkuf Menvav Menarov, that he explains, Kishibo Nochashal Chavo, Kishinosan La Eitzel Lechol Mena Eitz, Bolea, Dichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Bereishis tells us, that Chavis said that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nochash Hishiani Va'oichel, and as Rashi says, that the Loshin Hishiani is a Loshin of Nisuyin, and Ayin Durajba, Mesech the Zivomis, and Afkuf Gilmo Beis, who explains that when the Gemara states, Hitl Bozahima, that's a Mashal Gvurus HaYitzar, and it's referring to the strength of the Yitzar Hara. And finally, the Avidram on the Agada explains that when the Baal Agada states, Ilu Kavenu Lefnei HaSinai, V'lai Nasalan Satera Dayenu, that the reason is, Mepesha Paskar Men Zoyema, as at the moment that they got HaSinai, they already were healed from the Zoyema, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.